60% chance of rain at last check for Saturday night. Kicker, does that impact your mentality leading up to the game and then in the warm-ups and everything else going up to kickoff?
I mean, yeah, the weather does a little bit, but, you know, trying to chase the weather and predict what's going to happen, what's not. I remember a couple weeks ago it was supposed to rain, and we went over all these things about what to do in the rain. Didn't rain, and then last week or 2 weeks ago it rained the entire time. So I just try not to worry about anything. I mean, we practice outside, and we get to work in most conditions that you'll ever get in a game. Sometimes there's really severe conditions like super wind or crazy rain or something like that that you don't really get to practice for. But it's kind of a, you just show up, and whatever you get in warm-ups, you kind of adjust to it and play as you go. I try not to worry about things that could negatively affect how the game goes. It's my job to be able to deal with adverse conditions as well as kick well and good conditions. So I just look to prepare to go out to do well no matter what it is. And worrying about the weather, I mean, if that's going to worry, you'd be worried every week in New England the way the weather is. It's always something, wind, cold, rain, snow. I mean, it's always something. So getting out and practicing it 3 days a week definitely helps you going into it.
Anytime you guys play the Colts, it seems like there's going to be the storyline of, you know, Adam Vinatieri being involved in the game. I know, obviously, you guys crossed paths. You took over for Adam. You guys developed a relationship at all throughout the years you played each other? It seems like, but I think every year you've been in the league, you guys have gone against the Colts.
I mean, most kickers and punters and snappers are pretty cordial with each other throughout the year. You kind of pull for each other when you're not playing for each other kind of thing. And most guys have respect for each other because, you know, some guy who's knocking heads every play is not going to have as much respect for what we do as other guys that go through what we do on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, you always have a fond respect for a guy that there's only 31 other in the league, and, you know, he's the best of the best. And as far as, like, does it matter that he's playing? It doesn't matter. And unless he's coming to try and block the kick or he's going to be back there returning it, you know, it's just another game.
He's like 40, 41 years old. I mean, are you surprised to see that he's still among the top kickers in the league at that age?
No, I mean, the guys that have been good, like, you know, the Gary Anderson, Morton Anderson, a lot of the guys who kicked well into their later careers, you know, they all seem to, John Carney, you know, you hear stories about, I remember Junior Seau told me John Carney was the most in shape guy he's ever been around. I was like, no, get out of here. And this is Junior Seau, you know, one of the best linebackers of all time, said he's a good buddy. And, you know, you hear stories about Adam working out and being in shape. And, you know, as long as he's out there producing, there's no reason. You know, age is just a number. And if he feels good and it looks like he's doing good, then, you know, more power to him.
Do you want to be kicking that late? I mean, not that it's that late, but, I mean, do you strive to continue your career as long as those guys have in the 40s?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to make it to the next game, the next, you know, whatever I do is bonus. You know, I had no idea I would even be in the NFL, let alone play 8 years, and a short-term goal is 10. But, you know, this is all bonus. You know, here we focus in day-to-day kind of thing, and, you know, if I were to get the chance to do that, then that'd be great.
How has your relationship with Ryan Allen evolved as a holder, and what goes into that, maybe beyond what we see just on the field, whether it's the game field or the practice field?
There's a lot. I mean, it's a big trust thing, and if you don't think about where the hold's going to be, I mean, if you miss the ball by that inches or the lean's a little bit forward or back or left or right, that or the laces are pointed towards the right or the left, and the way the ball is and the laces and the weight of the ball and the wind, and there's so much stuff that goes into it, and, you know, a lot of it has to do with how good the snapper is, the snapper giving the holder laces out, and there's just so much little things that go into it. It's almost like a pitcher, like, prefers one catcher over the other, like, to someone. It's like the guy's just catching the ball, but, you know, he's not really. He knows what the guy likes. He knows, you know, how to frame the pitches. He knows what pitches he likes to call, and that's, you know, Ryan knows when it's certain windy to lean it a little more or to open up his body a little more, maybe put if the wind's blowing right to left, to put the laces a little bit more to the right so it'll hold longer. And with playing outside and in adverse conditions, there's a lot more adjusting that goes into it. And it's a lot more, you know, you can miss a kick on a bad hold, on a good hold, and you can still make kicks with bad holds. But the more that the operation is perfect and the percentages go up and up. And, well, you know, it's a 1.3 seconds from when the ball is moved from the centers when you want to try to get the kickoff. And, you know, by the time my first foot hits, you know, you want to see the ball. And if it's late or something like that, it can just throw your timing off. So getting a rapport with them and getting in rhythm and timing, it's very important. And he's done a great job.
Is he to that point where he'd be your preferred catcher? I mean,
we've done a great job. And, you know, it's a week-to-week thing. It's a lot of it's about focus and putting the focus and the attention to detail in. And anybody can just catch it and throw it down there. But to get it to where you want it every time. And when you do something that's such a skill, like a skilled position, little things can throw you off, like in a golf swing or a baseball swing or a football swing. So it's kind of a thing where little things can throw you off, and the less you have to deal with that, the better. And Ryan has done an absolute tremendous job this year, as well as Danny, which makes his job a lot easier too.
Their special team, Steve, are they a bigger personnel-wise type team, or is this one of the smaller, sort of quicker special teams return unit?
Well, I mean, From what we've heard, it's kind of like they're trying to get big and tough. And, you know, there's good skill and big and tough players on every team. And, you know, we prepare for both. And the coaches try to match up guys on certain guys. And, I mean, this is all from stuff I'm an expert or anything like that. And I think we just feel like we match up well against a lot of teams and coverage and returns and stuff like that. And we have confidence going against anybody. We go against the best returners week in, week out. And all the kickers and all the punters are really good in this league, and we have just the utmost confidence in our coaches and our players that whatever challenge is thrown our way, and obviously they're good. They've had a lot of success in their special teams, and, you know, they've made it to the divisional round of the playoffs. So to take any team lightly at this point or say, you know, they're not a tough team or they're soft or something like that, that would be, you know, not giving them credit. And from what we've seen so far, they're a very, very good group, and we've got a challenge ahead of us.
Steven, you guys have played a lot of close games this year, a lot of comebacks, a lot of close games down to the finish. Do you visualize a game-winning kick in the playoffs at all?
No, I mean, I just go into a game trying to make a kick, and the times that I've gotten into situations where it's in the fourth quarter, it's a kick that, you know if you don't make it, you're not going to necessarily get another opportunity. I just try to treat it just like any other kick. And, you know, I've made kicks, I've missed kicks, and, you know, I'm still here. So I just try to take each kick, one kick at a time. And, you know, there could be a kick that I make in the first quarter that we could end up winning by three. So me just sitting there worrying about a kick at the end of the game, I feel like would do a disservice to the other kicks. And, you know, each game is different and each mentality is different. And I remember, you know, my first couple of years, you're just waiting and waiting and waiting for that moment. But, you know, you have no control over it. So all you can do is prepare yourself to be ready for that moment. And, you know, we've had a lot of them this year, and hopefully we can take the same approach and have the same success that we've had if we get in that situation.
When you're on the sideline kicking and getting ready for whatever opportunity, do you visualize, do you go through that mental aspect of the game?
Yeah, I mean, you do little things like, you know, I'll watch like a 5-minute cut-up of some big kicks that I've made to like a song that I like, just like little visual things. And then when I'm on the sideline, I'll sing that song. And in my head, I see the ball going through the uprights. And, you know, sometimes there are days you don't feel good or, you know, just things haven't been going well. And, you know, you might have in your mind, don't miss this kick. But then when it's going good, you go out there, I'm going to make it. You know, it's just that difference between confidence and cockiness and just going out there to make the kick instead of to not miss. And mentally, to me, that's a big difference. And I always just try to visualize myself doing well and not getting overexcited or too hyped up in the moment. I mean, most of those guys banging heads, you know, taking supplements for the game, I'm trying to, like, listen to Enya before the game to calm myself down. So all I do is just try to, you know, the worst thing you can do in situations where, for me personally, where the situation gets bigger is get just too excited. You know, you got to try to slow your heart rate down, turn that nervousness and tightness into focus. And, you know, if you just try to do that and do what you do on every other kick, then, you know, most of the time you'll be successful. And that's just the approach that I take.
Did you watch, I don't know if you watched this past wildcard weekend, all the kicks late games. Anything you can take from all the kickers as far as, do you notice their routines or?
No, I mean, they don't show. I worry about myself, and each situation is different. And all the kickers and punters are really good in this league. And, you know, to get the opportunity to help your team win a game is something that, you know, that makes a huge difference, and it's very fun to be in those situations, and that's what you play for, to help your team win, and you know, seeing other guys be successful and seeing other guys do well, it just, you know, I think it adds to the confidence. Like, you know, if I get my shot, I want to do well too.
So what's the song you sing to yourself?
Oh, that's a secret.
Enya?
No, not Enya.
Can you tell us when you sung in the past?
I just started this a couple of years ago, so, you know, it's just a little tricks of the trade, things you do just kind of mentally to get yourself in the game. Just, you know, other guys, other positions will watch plays of themselves. Like, you know, you see highlights of college teams throwing highlight films up just to get kind of positivity going. And that's, you know, I don't try to overdo it. I'm not, like, just sitting there trying to admire my work. I just try to get positive thoughts going into the game, maybe the day before, day of, just for, like, 5 minutes.
You mentioned turning tightness into focus now. Is that something that, I mean, you play in a lot of playoff games now, but is that something you've gotten better at as you've gotten older here?
I mean, I think you're just more comfortable with, you know, the day-to-day, week-to-week things. You know, maybe I've never been one to be too nervous before the game. I always get butterflies and I'm antsy. Some of my worst games is where I show up and I don't feel anything at all. So, you know, the nervousness and the anticipation builds up. You know, you can't turn the TV or radio on without hearing about the game. You know, it's the playoffs. It's one and done. I mean, we all know that. We've been through it. And you kind of just let it happen naturally instead of trying to force it. And, you know, like I said, if I feel nervous and tight and anxious before the game, I feel like if I can turn that into focus, then I'll have a good day. It's the days I show up and I just feel like it's any other day are the days that I get most worried. So if I can turn that anxiousness into focus, then I feel pretty confident going out there.
Steven, you've heard a lot about the mental toughness of this team. What does mental toughness mean for you? How has it manifested itself on this team this year?
Well, mental toughness, like, and I can only speak for a specialist position, is you know, being able to do it when the conditions are tougher, not making excuses, and, you know, when you screw up and when things are going bad and the spotlight's on you, can you bounce back from it? And, you know, it's easy to make kicks when you've made 10, 15 in a row and you're feeling good. The hard thing is to miss a kick in the first half and then to come back and make a big kick later in the game, or to have a bad game the week before and to come back and go out there with the same confidence. And, you know, stuff happens, mistakes happen. The best of the best miss. It's the good ones that can shake it off and move on that, you know, that end up being good consistently time and time again. And that's what I strive to do is, you know, if I go out there and have a bad play, you know, if I sit down and sulk and feel sorry for myself and blame the wind or blame the snap or blame the hold and act like a little baby, that's probably going to carry over to the next kick. If I, you know, try to learn from what I did when I screwed up, and move on and say, you know, it's not going to happen again. You know, that's mental toughness. And, you know, the coaches make it so tough on us in practice. They're always putting the pressure on us. They're always making it hard for us. That's why we practice outside every day. And, you know, just being able to handle the situations and not let the moment get the best of you, too, is a little bit of mental toughness.
Steven, last question for Steven.
He's just obviously very polished now, professionally 8 years. And if you look back at those first few years, and it's like, because of your position, you don't really have that development time like some of these other guys do to make mistakes, and they stick with you. So if you look back and say, like, how did I get to this point? Like, how am I still here, basically?
No, I mean, I ask myself that all the time. You know, it's something that I was given the talent to do, and I've worked hard to try to be good, as good and consistent as I can. And, you know, it's not an easy thing when the pressure's on, the lights are on, but it's just something you have to find a way to work through and deal with it. And it never gets easier. You know, whatever happens this year, you know, it won't have any effect next year. If I kick 100 field goals in the playoffs, that first kick of the regular season next year, it'll be starting over again. So it's a daily grind to be good when you're doing something so monotonous that you just have to do over and over and over and over and over again just to kick one kick in a game. And a lot of it's about focus and you know, keeping your eye on the prize, kind of cliche kind of thing.
Thanks.
Thank you.